I'm in London and I'm sat with David Bailey, MBE. I just put MBE on the end of your name because it's on everything you have, your email signature, the whole shebang. But on Twitter, you're more familiarly known as DFB MBE, am I right?
Yeah, you are very much so. And it's been really nice being back in London. I've been away for 12 years. It's really sunny and I'm wearing a fleece today because I just cannot get used to the sunshine. But it's been really brilliant being here because I've just explained the intricacies of old Anglo-Saxon on a badge that I've just given you, actually.
Yeah, you've given me a cloth badge because, I mean, being on camps, military bases myself in the past, especially the Americans, they're very, very much into their embroidered badges, aren't they, on their civvy clothes and on their uniforms all over the place. And you've got your own... Am I allowed to give the secret away?
No, not yet.
Not yet, okay. You've had... That was close. I'll tell you what, guys. Watch my feeds. I'm going to post a photograph. No, I'm going to post a photograph with this audio boo rather than say anything and see if you can work it out. But you've had some lovely badges made that you've given me as a parting gift because you are going in a couple of days to Afghanistan. What are you doing there?
Yeah, I've just left Kosovo. I've been in Kosovo for just under 2 years and now moving on to Kabul for a year. And I'm going to be... I think the... glorious title I've been given is Radio Editor-in-Chief, which really means I'm most probably going to get the dishwasher job. But no, I'm going to run a radio station in the Pashtun language and the Dari language from Kabul, and it's covering, I think, about 80% of Afghanistan. And its aim is to get unbiased. Now, people will not believe me when I say this, but you have to. Unbiased information about the operations that NATO are doing in Afghanistan, so that they can get the job done quicker and then everybody can get home. And as you know, it's a daily occurrence, it seems, at the moment when I'm reading the papers and listening to the news back here in the UK, especially for the Brits, somebody else is getting injured or somebody's getting killed. So whether it's a worthwhile mission, you know, I don't really want to go into that, but I think it's a worthwhile thing to do, and I'm doing it for a year.
I've always, up until meeting you, frowned at the you know, the conversations around people saying, oh, yes, I'm going to get the military involved in social media, because the military have never, ever got social media because of this, in my opinion, long, long tradition with very, very clever use of propaganda and using the media and using embeds. I've seen you working in a different way, and I've seen the way that you are stating that these people should be addressing the conversation, whether or not, you know, you're talking to a pacifist, someone with deep-seated political views, whoever, just get involved in the conversation and speak the truth. And that is social media. How are they taking your advice?
It's been a bit of a hard struggle, I have to say. The military, doesn't matter whether it's British, American or whoever, they have this, like, they're into an acronyms and they always throw OPSEC, which is operational security. We can't talk about this. How much you get paid? Can't talk about this. What did you have for breakfast? I cannot talk about this. But no, honestly, they're really paranoid about it, and they have been for a long time. It wasn't so bad back in the days of Lord Cardigan and the Charge of Light Brigade because it would take about 2 or 3 weeks for a report to get back to Britain. But of course now we have this wonderful communication tool, especially with social media, the web and everything like that. So things are out immediately. You can't lie anymore. And I think now it's just a case of education for military people to understand that, you know, they're not going to lose their jobs. They're not speaking on behalf of the nation. And as long as they're telling the truth, you will never get caught out. What they need to do now is get their information out. First, it has to be factually correct. And hopefully it will be positive. But it has been a struggle. And sometimes I feel like I'm back in the days of the Luddites here in the United Kingdom. And, you know, sometimes you do get really down. But we're getting there. I've introduced them to Twitter. They're getting hold. They are Twittering. Maybe not about their posts, but they're certainly Twittering. And they've got used to Facebook. And we're going to try and get them to do more and more things like that. But it's no longer psychological brainwashing in this modern day and age. Yes, it is called influence because you do want to get people around. And one of the jobs that I would like to see achieved in Afghanistan is people that support the insurgency to not support it, but for the right reasons.
fair enough. Can't say fairer than that. You're leaving the country. I'm leaving where are we now? The friend's house opposite Euston right now. I won't see you now till September for Cull Social. What's the URL for Cull Social, and explain what it is?
Cull Social, it's the URL for the website is www.cool, that's K-U-L, social.com. Well, we came, you know, I spent 7 years of my life in Bosnia. You've been in the Balkans as well, Christian. And one of the things that they don't have that we have in the United Kingdom is free media. If you think that we don't have free media here, then it's almost draconian over there. Everything is controlled by politicians, by political parties, and other ne'er-do-wells. Can I say that? I have. And what we're going to try and do is take some young people, open their minds, and get them to do some reporting. I don't think that the politicians and the political structure in Bosnia can close down the web. I think it would be very hard for the United Kingdom to do that. They certainly won't be able to do that. So I think it will be something that will help the development of the area, hopefully. And I have to say hopefully, because the Balkans is so crazy and strange that we're going to get people from all the different ethnic backgrounds to be together. That would be a blast if we could have the three constituent people together, kids talking together and then going out and doing reports and learning, and have role models and mentors. And, you know, you are a role model. And you are. And it's really great that you're coming. And the more people that can come and take part will be great. I think it'll be something that is really, really worthwhile doing. And being in Bosnia in September is going to be a blast, weather-wise and cultural-wise.
Definitely. I'm very much looking forward to it. And thanks for the kind words. And I think that, you know, if we can use some of the tech that we've got sat around us right now as well, which is really nice of Kodak to send some handheld cameras so that we can actually not only train the youth, but to equip them as well, because this kind of technology just isn't available, is it?
Well, no, it isn't. And I mean, we've been very fortunate finding a venue with some really fast internet access. I just think it's going to be an absolute blast watching these kids do things, seeing that their own product goes up, what they're making, having their eyes opened. And because, you know, they always say, we can't do this, we can't do that. And what I've always been saying to them, what you mean is you haven't done it yet. And when they see somebody, when they see a role model, then that gives them the confidence. There's not a you, there's not a me, there's not a Benny Crime, there's not a loudmouth man, there's not any of these people at all in Bosnia-Herzegovina. So what we have to do is bring some of these people in and say, would you like to be like me, right or wrong, and do it. And so we're hoping to have a documentary vich, and a loud man vich, and people like that.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to Cool Social. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I'm looking forward to sharing a beer in what is probably more familiar territory than London is now to you, for you, with you. And until then, have a really safe trip to Afghanistan. And when they tell you about the vests and the wonders of Kevlar, please, please pay attention.
Oh, I will. And I'm going to be posting as many things as possible. We might even dissect some body armour in the first week.
Nice, take it apart. Let's see how it works. Cheers, David.
Bye.